Going into Thanksgiving weekend, perhaps it's fitting that a bird is poised to dominate the box office. Mockingjay Part 1, the latest installment in the Hunger Games franchise, grossed $11 million on Thanksgiving Day, bringing its domestic earnings to $168 million since it opened last week. It had the largest opening of any film this year, and the movie is expected to lead this coming weekend as well. But Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr says there are lots of other films to check out, and he's here now to tell us about a few of them. Ty, welcome back.
Thank you.
So let's start with Mockingjay, Part 1, the third in the Hunger Games here. How does it compare?
Honestly, I was disappointed. I liked the first film. I really liked the second film. It was remarkably dark for one of these big corporate franchise adaptations. But what they're doing with the third book is splitting it into two. And this is what Hollywood does now with its big franchises it takes. If it's a trilogy, it will spread it out as long as possible into as many parts as possible to make as much money as possible. And what we have here is about 30% of the third book. Mm. And it feels like it. It feels like a setup for a payoff that never happens.
Well, let's talk about another one that's in theaters this weekend, The Theory of Everything. This looks really interesting. This early story of the physicist Stephen Hawking and his relationship with his wife, Jane. What'd you make of that one?
I liked it. I enjoyed it a lot, even though it is one of these movies that seems just absolutely built from the ground up to be an Oscar, you know, bell ringer. It's a true life story about a famous person struggling with adversity. And, oh, yes, it's British. It's oh so British, which, as you know, of course, just means nominations, nominations, nominations. It's a good film based on the memoir of Hawking's wife, Jane, who's played by Felicity Jones. And Eddie Redmayne plays Hawking. Eddie Redmayne has been around for quite a while, but not really noticed. But this is obviously going to get him noticed. Felicity Jones has the less showy part, but she's absolutely heartbreaking.
Well, let's listen to a scene here between the two characters, Stephen Hawking and his wife, Jane.
Leave me now.
Are you going to talk about this or not?
Please, let me just go.
Is that what you want?
Yes, it is what I want, so please, if you care about me at all, then please just go.
I can't.
I have 2 years to live. I need to work.
I love you.
You've left her, that's a false conclusion.
I want us to be together for as long as we've got, and if that's not very long, well, then that's just how it is.
Ty, this movie starts out as a love story, very much at the beginning, happy and cheerful.
Charming, absolutely. Absolutely adorable.
And then it sort of starts to deteriorate, as we hear here.
Right. And it really is the story of the marriage. Told from the woman's point of view, it really is, in a weird way, it's more of a women's picture in the classic sense than it is. It's certainly not a science film. Don't go to this movie if you want to learn about string theory or black holes. It is about the romantic and personal relationship, and as such, very affecting.
Okay, another film that we should talk about, The Homesman. This one stars Hilary Swank and Tommy Lee Jones. Jones also directed and co-wrote the screenplay here. Tell us about this film.
It's a Western, but it's a different kind of Western, and honestly, for the first half of this movie, I didn't think it was going to work at all. Mm. It's about a woman settler, pioneer in 1870s Nebraska, who has to take three pioneer women who've lost their minds, that life is so tough, their minds have snapped, back to civilization. And she brings along Tommy Lee Jones, who plays a grizzled old claim jumper who she's rescued from hanging. And it sounds like it's going to be like the African Queen on the Prairies, and it's not. It goes in many different directions. And we'll hear a clip right now where she's sort of setting out what they have to do.
I need someone who can hunt and guide and spell me out the reins and help with the animals on the trip. That's why I set you free. It's your job, and you sworn to do it.
Three crazy women for 5 weeks is a lot more than I bargained for.
If you've lied to me and intend on abandoning your responsibility, then you are a man of low character. More disgusting pig than honorable man.
Thank you for the kind words, sister. You're no prize yourself. You're plain as an old tin pail and you're bossy.
Classic Tommy Lee Jones machismo there. You know, this film has been described as a feminist Western. Does that make sense?
It actually does. It really does give you an insight into the experiences of women pioneers and paints the experience of pioneer life as really absolutely traumatizing. I haven't seen a movie that sort of touches on this experience, the female experience as a pioneer and the mental strains that come with it. Really, there's a classic silent film with Lillian Gish called The Wind. That's the only other movie or thing that I know of that deals with this. Mm.
There's a movie I'm so excited to see, if only because Steve Carell is in the film Foxcatchers, but he doesn't He's almost unrecognizable.
This is a movie that is based on the true case of John DuPont, the heir to the DuPont fortune, who in 1996 shot and killed Dave Schultz, a wrestling coach. He was DuPont was bankrolling the U.S. Olympic team. And Carell is, you're right, absolutely unrecognizable. It's a real career changer for him.
He's physically unrecognizable as well. I mean, on screen, he's got this nose that you don't recognize. His skin is this, you know, pallid color.
Right.
It's amazing.
Right. And it's directed by Bennett Miller, who made Moneyball and Capote. And it's a very restrained movie. Don't go expecting lots of big action, lots of big screaming. It is a movie about missing fathers, missing parents, missing patriarchy, the sort of death of the American dream at the sort of top end of wealth. And Carell plays it very close to the vest. Mm.
Let's hear a clip here where we have Steve Carell playing John DuPont. He's talking to his mother, Vanessa Redgrave.
Mother, I am leading men. I am training them. I am teaching them. I am giving them a dream. And I am giving America hope.
Hope. It doesn't matter. I'm glad you have your trophy. It can go in the trophy room, not in the Rosemont case. I don't like the sport of wrestling, as you know. It's a low sport.
Ty, this is a very long way from The Office, clearly,
yes,
for Carell. But all these films we've been talking about, they're very dark films.
Well, it's partially the season. This is the Oscar season when serious films come out. If you want to, you know, the lighthearted things, you go to movies in the summer, or you grab what you can, like Horrible Bosses 2 that comes out now, and yeah, I would steer you away from that one. But, yeah, these are movies that have something to say, that want to be discussed, that have a measure of artistry and craft to them, want to contribute to a cultural conversation. So, yeah, there are serious issues going on in them.
And then, speaking of serious, there's a film called Whiplash about a jazz teacher, an instructor, and his student that is sometimes – it's been out for a while. It's sometimes terrifying how we see these two teacher and student interact.
Right. The nickname for this movie when it debuted at Sundance back in January was Full Metal Juilliard. It's about a young drumming student played by Miles Teller at a conservatory who has this Prince of Darkness teacher played by J.K. Simmons. And their relationship, which is really between, you know, like a grunt and a drill sergeant. Yeah. Actually, I think we're going to hear a scene now where the character, the professor, played by Simmons, is coaching the student on how to get the correct tempo by slapping him in the face.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now, was I rushing or was I dragging?
I don't know.
Count again.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Rushing or dragging?
Rushing.
So you do know the difference.
This is a very stylized movie. I know some people don't buy into it. I'm completely engrossed in it. I've seen it a couple of times. To me, this story really, really works. And it has an ending. It has one of the few endings where I've seen at the end where an audience actually just stood up and cheered because it ended so perfectly.
Wow. Thanksgiving weekend movie recommendations from Boston Globe film critic Ty Burr. Thanks as always.
Thank you.